I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The city of Atlanta is looking at a way to pay TSA employees ahead of Super Bowl 53. Speaking on NPR's Hear It Now, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom said the city is working with private partners to provide loans to TSA agents. But she said this is uncharted territory.
We often prepare for natural disasters, but when you have a federal shutdown that really is a man-made disaster, this is something we've not had to plan for.
Bottom said they expect upwards of 120,000 people to move through Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport the Monday after the Super Bowl. Governor Brian Kemp made another pitch for his proposed budget Wednesday. He spoke to appropriation committees after a day and a half of hearings on the governor's spending plan. Kemp wants to give all Georgia teachers a $3,000 pay increase. He also wants to boost pay for state employees with a 2% merit raise.
These hardworking Georgians, and I know firsthand, are playing a vital role in serving Georgia's families and crafting Georgia's future. And we must continue to reward their efforts and remain competitive in the marketplace.
Just before taking office, Governor Brian Kemp quietly settled a lawsuit saying he owed $500,000 for a loan he guaranteed for a struggling agricultural company. The AJC reports that court documents show a consent order between Kemp, the seed processing company Hart AgriStrong, and financier Rick Phillips was filed in Gwinnett County Superior Court on January 11th. Kemp was sworn in as Georgia's 83rd governor 3 days later. The lawsuit became a frequent attack on Kemp during the 2018 campaign for governor. Kemp had previously said he tried to invest early in a company that was creating jobs and was confident the company would recover and repay the loans. Atlanta's NAACP branch is criticizing the leadership appointment of a Georgia lawmaker who it says has supported racist institutions and white supremacy. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Representative Tommy Benton, a Republican from Jefferson, was recently named chairman of the House Retirement Committee. According to the AJC, Benton was previously stripped of another chairmanship in 2017 after he distributed an article to lawmakers that claimed slavery was not the cause of the Civil War. In 2016, Benton also received national attention when he said that the Ku Klux Klan, quote, was not so much a racist thing, but a vigilante thing to keep law and order, end quote. The lawmaker did not respond to phone and email messages from the Associated Press. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Traffic on Interstate 20 at the Georgia-South Carolina border will slow as a three-year road widening project begins. Construction is underway to widen east and westbound bridges from 4 to 6 lanes. Georgia transportation officials say initial lane and shoulder closures will take place overnight. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks earned their 15th win of the season last night, beating the Chicago Bulls by a score of 121-101. John Collins had a big game for the Hawks, leading the team in scoring with 35 points. Next, Atlanta travels to the West Coast for a game against the Portland Trail Blazers on Saturday. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.